The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a debate Thursday edition. Feels like a Friday because we're partying. I got Dom here. Eventually, we'll have Maggie Dawn here. She's coming down to the Barrymore Theater. She's going to be part of the panel discussion, Dom, but apparently not part of the dining plans.
Maggie time.
Is that what it is? If I had to wait for you and Maggie... before I dined, I'd be a lot skinnier.
You should push away once in a while, Crudy. Honestly, man, since we've been doing
fat jokes already,
this radio show for what, 13 plus years, I have never been more punctual. I mean, there was, like, literally people would say, my wife, Steph, would say, Dominic time. Because I'll get there when I get there. But now we got, like, you know, at 6 o'clock, at 06... 5:06, mics are on, baby. You got to go.
Yeah, but you act like 3 o'clock. 3:06 is 3 o'clock to you. So you're still 6 minutes late.
When the mics go on. I'm always there when the mics go on.
Not always.
Come on, man. 99.99% of the time in the last 13 years, absolutely.
Dom, we've done approaching. What I calculate? 3,000? Going on 3,000 shows.
That's crazy, dude.
But there was that time you stiffed me from the top. Hanging out in the bullpen, talking to the sales guys in Heartless Media.
Yeah, I forgot about that one time. One time.
At least once I can think of. Don't show up late. The party starts promptly at 7, so you should probably get there by 6:30, load up on a couple of beers. Because, you know, the lines, there's always lines to get beers.
Oh, lines. I mean, thousands and thousands of people.
And then you come for the pre-party. And then, Dom, at 8 o'clock... let's have a cage match.
Ooh-ah.
Steve Bannon said that today on his, podcast?
Wait, isn't he going to jail soon?
July 1st.
But I mean, come on, man. That's like Monday. So he's talking trash today. He's going to be in jail on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, he could literally have a cage match on Monday.
Here is what convicted criminal and political advisor Steve Bannon had to say. He urged former President Donald Trump to turn tonight's debate into a cage match. By refusing to shake hands with his opponent. Oh, that'll show him. Just hours before the debate was set to begin, Bannon spoke to Real America Voice correspondent Brian Glenn, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend. Wow. If you want to undermine any human being, just label him as Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
Come on, man. He's a correspondent on Real America's Voice, and he's dating MTG.
What do you think makes him more famouser?
How many toes are in that relationship, do you think? 13?
We count all 4 feet?
Terrible.
I don't want to see the two shake hands, Glenn said. You don't shake hands with someone you're trying to lock you up and lock up your family for life. Who's trying to prosecute the
well, of course, it's the Biden DOJ. Of course, it's not. It was Alvin Bragg. He's a local elected district attorney in Manhattan.
But other than Trump, who else has been alleged of criming in the Trump family? No one else has been tried. Civil suits, fraud, but no
not criminal.
Criminal.
Right, right.
I mean, if I checked recently, it was actually Hunter Biden that got hauled in by Biden's DOJ, was it not?
It was.
Anyways, here's Bannon's take. I agree. There's nothing to shake hands about. Although it sounds a little more like Alex Jones when I do it. President Trump, let's remember this. He didn't go to the inauguration. Huh?
Well, the reason he didn't go to the inauguration is that the 2020 election was stolen. Joe Biden is not the legitimate president of the United States. You should only shake hands with the legitimate president of the United States. He's not it. Bannon also said the two men should not have an opening statement. Let's just get on it, he opined. Let's have a cage match. UFC comes to presidential debates. I just think President Trump ought to be his own true self.
So begs the question, in a cage match, who wins? Biden v. Trump.
It's a tough one, but I'd have to go, my gut would say Biden. I'm sorry, Trump, because Biden's, taller, slender, older, slower, maybe. But he has better, I think, hand-eye coordination. He can ride a bike. I've never seen Trump on a bike.
He can ride a golf cart.
Well, that's not the same. But Trump, he's got the mass. You know, he's a svelte fella. He's a little bigger than Joe.
Svelte?
All right, maybe svelte's the wrong word.
Joe might be svelte.
Trump's a big man. Trump, he outweighs
P-H-A-T
Joe.
P-H-A-T fat?
Double T's, baby. He outweighs Joe.
Well, sure he does.
Yeah. So I mean, he's got a lot of. So if you're pressing, if you're leaning, if you're grappling, if you're on the ground, that weight it wears the guy out. So that's why I'd have to get behind you, man. I couldn't let you get me to the ground.
Well, that was the next question. Who's going to win in a cage match between Dom and Cruz?
I just keep you going. Just got to stay out of your grip for about 60, 90 seconds. And then you'll get winded.
I catch my breath.
And then you'll get winded, and I will beat your ass. Well, not that I've ever thought about this before, ever.
At least we know what the entertainment at the Barrymore Theater will be during the two Case commercial match. Breaks. For fans of Tom Castle, I said Tom was going to do a little musical prelude. Unfortunately, Tom is taken ill.
Aww.
So if you're only coming for Tom's musical stylings, sorry, no Tom. But Dom will sing karaoke.
I will lay a funky
or cage match
bass line on you. But Bannon's point here, the cage match issue. Be a cage match. Don't shake hands. You only shake hands with the,
guy who's not trying to
the legitimate president of the United States. You should only shake hands with the legitimate president of the United States. He's not it. Oh, okay, Bannon. Then who? So Trump's got to shake his own hand? I mean, they're literally out there 2 days. I mean, this guy, he's supposed to report to jail on Monday, out there 2 days, 4 years later, saying that Biden didn't win the election. I mean, where do you go with that besides Rikers?
On Monday. Hope you have a nice weekend.
Yeah, right.
You know, we are on a Thursday that we wish were a Friday. Not Steve Bannon.
He wants every minute. No, he doesn't have much of a social life, he said. He's not afraid of jail. He doesn't have much of a social life.
Well, he'll have opportunities. 844-967-2789. A cage match, happier happy hour edition, pre-debate. Let's start with conservative love monkey, Gary. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, Gary, what's happening?
Hey, guys. All right.
You sound like this Sleepy Joe. No.
This is what I think is going to happen. And I'll make you a bet, Mike.
Okay.
That you can come to dinner. You can come to dinner with us if I'm wrong.
Are we still doing no drinks? Because I'm sort of a drinker, Gary.
You can do what you want. I don't pay for the drink. I'll pay for the food. So you can have what you want. I have a $100 bill for me and Dom, and we're going to, whatever it is.
You're going to need more than that. I'm doing surf and turf, but continue. $100.
Okay. I will bet you that they shake hands tonight. If they don't shake hands, then you can
bet $100 on shaking hands, Gary. Sorry, I'm not doing that.
No, so you think that they will shake hands then?
I think they will probably shake hands. That's customary.
Now, Gary, do you think they should shake hands? I mean, Steve Bannon has opined that because Biden is not the legitimately elected president of the United States, that Trump should absolutely not shake his hand because, of course, Trump won the election. Do you agree with that, Gary?
Well, no, I think that's disrespectful to the the presidency of the United States. If it, I don't like Biden. I wouldn't vote for him. But if he came to my house, let me tell you, I'd treat him like a king. You know, and I call him.
Well,
Mr.
he's
president,
not claiming to be a king. You're thinking of Trump.
Well, whatever. But you know, the thing is, Biden was not going to have a debate if he didn't have the rules that he wanted, and that no mics, no audience.
Well, since they both agreed to it, isn't that the debate that they both wanted?
Well, that's because, you know, why?
Isn't it our time, Mr. Hand?
Biden was not going to have any debates. He said no, he was not going to do a debate. So Trump wanted.
He agreed to two debates.
Whatever
you want. This debate is sans audience. The next debate will not be, my understanding, Gary. So he agreed to two different debate formats. Didn't seem like he was coward in either circumstance. Your guy has been the one that's claiming a lot of fear, a jacked up Joe.
No, the thing is, the fear that most Republicans have is jacked up Joe is going to just do disastrous, and they're not going to elect keep him as a nominee, and they're going to get somebody else. That's what I
think. Oh, see, hang on. I want to be clear here.
The Michelle Obama conspiracy
all right, Gary,
coming out, Gary.
I will double. I'll let you do double or nothing on that dinner.
I'll give you 5-1
that Joe Biden does so bad that he will be somehow replaced by the Democrats prior to the election. Is that your position? Do you want to make a friendly wager on that?
I'm not. I owe you a dinner.
Yeah, I know.
I'll make that wager. I will buy you 5 dinners to 1 dinner if
Joe Biden craps the bed and gets kicked off the ticket.
And is replaced by Michelle Obama, which I've heard is a very popular conspiracy theory.
No.
Who would he be replaced by?
I don't know. Gavin Newsom, probably.
Why wouldn't the vice president replace him?
You gotta be kidding. Kamala, do nothing. Kamala, she's not. No. Her popularity.
She's the VP. What's she supposed to do, Gary? Who's Trump picking?
No.
Who's Trump picking? If the VP is so important, who's Trump picking? You don't even care, do you?
Because
it doesn't matter.
No, I do care. No, I'd like to see Rubio, Cruz. There's a couple people.
Most important question, Gary. Dom and Crute in a cage match. Who wins?
Dom and Crute.
Remember, yes. I've got military service on my resume.
I don't care. I think, like he said before, Dom said he's going to wear you out and maybe kick your butt. Even though I'd be rooting for you, Mike.
Oh, come on. With an attitude like that, I don't even want to win.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is the debate night pre-party. You can join us on the political party line, 844-967-2789.
We going back to the phones?
I'm kind of ruminating here on Gary's Gary thing, and I can't believe he'd actually think this, that Trump, that Biden's going to do so poorly.
I can't believe he thinks you'd beat me in a cage match.
But he'd be rooting for you, which, what, Gary? Come on, man. Why?
Naturally.
Yeah. But Joe is so terrible that he'll get kicked off and someone more, capable will fill the spot magically?
Well, it would be a smoky backroom decision made at the convention in Chicago. And we tell you all about it because we'll be broadcasting.
There. That's right.
I think there is just as much likelihood. I mean, isn't it strange? You hear a guy like Gary, conservative and fairly, air quotes, reasonable guy. We know Gary for some number of years. Working stiff, owns his own business. But yet he still seemingly has this affection for Donald Trump. But if he, had Joe Biden at the house, he'd treat him like a king. He'd show the respect to the office. But you don't show the respect to the man. And I'm not clear why, Gary. You know what I mean? He's always been respectful.
I wouldn't show respect to Trump.
You shook his hand.
Well, he shook my hand.
You allowed him to shake his hand.
I did. He
could have said cage match, bro.
He offered his hand. I shook it. It was half hour after asking him a question in the spin room in what, the Freedom Summit.
I thought you asked the last question.
In Iowa.
Didn't you just shake his hand? Like, ask him a question?
No. Nope, nothing. No, later he shook your hand. Yeah, because he recognized me later because there weren't many people in that spin room, and I was in the front row asking
and
the question.
Your hair was unusually long back then.
It was long, and I was coming down. It was a nice building there in Iowa. And I was coming down the stairs, and he was on the ground level walking towards. So he lifted his hand up over the railing. So I was in the power position, and he offered his hand, and so I shook his hand. It was nice, whatever.
Did you give him a firm grip? Squeeze him, let him know you beat him in a cage match?
I didn't really have an opinion of him other than, he's another BS artist, whatever.
Because at that time, he was undeclared. Scott Walker was the bell of the ball.
Scott Walker was leading the polls at that point, or at least the bell of the ball, certainly.
His shadow campaign was.
So I didn't have an opinion,
Walker didn't
that
do
I do
the...
now, that I do now. So to the point, though, if you're going to criticize Gary for, respecting the office but not the man, I would not. I do not, will not respect Donald Trump. He hasn't earned it. The guy should be sitting his ass in jail, as far as I'm concerned, for trying to overthrow the government, man. So, no, he is not worthy of that respect. He has not earned it. He does not deserve it.
Didn't we effectively treat Trump that way the last time? Hashtag not my president. Can you understand why some might be a little butthurt by the fact that you so disrespected the office of the presidency while their guy was there?
In what way? By criticizing
sort of your whole
the attempt
that guy
well,
attitude.
Yeah, well. Oh well, yeah, and
you
stand
got a bit of tude.
And stand in line, man. I got plenty of those for lots of folks. If you're gonna be a POS like that, I'm gonna call you out, and you don't deserve it, man. You don't deserve it. He does not deserve the respect.
You were calling him out from the election on, man. We were at the man's inauguration. You got up 10 minutes into a speech and said, "I felt a raindrop," and we left.
The American dream
is... Where's the respect?
The American dream is dead. Yeah, where's the respect? If the man doesn't respect the office, the man doesn't respect the voters, the man doesn't respect reality, why on earth would I give that dude any respect whatsoever? For real, man. For real.
Because he's rich?
Well, and that's the point. That's what happened in Iowa. He rolled in... And looked
they
at
were
like,
very fawning.
Oh, my God. And Scott Walker was leading. So, of course, he looked at this party and said, oh, man, I could roll this party over.
But
easily.
Scott Walker rolled up his shirt and told the story of the uprising at 100,000 people. And they threatened to gut him, or maybe it was his wife, I forget, stem to stern. Although he offered no proof. Or evidence, as it's sometimes called, but it made a good story for his book, Unintimidated. But I did research one of the claimed brushes with the protesters up in La Crosse, where we went to college, and I've still got some friends in media, let's just say. And there was a story in the Unintimidated book, Scotty Wanker's book, ghostwritten by Mark Thiessen, that he was surrounded by protesters, I think in a cop car, didn't he claim?
Something like that, yeah.
He was in a cop car surrounded by protesters.
They were rocking the car. Shaking the car.
So how did he ever escape?
I don't know.
This fictionalized incident. I mean, he saw some Coon Creek video down at Shooters one night, and he thought, I could have been in that car. That'd make a better story.
I would have ran in even if I didn't have a weapon. So, no, man. I mean, Governor Walker, I mean, just, I'd like to think the office deserves respect. But if those that are holding the office don't show it respect, then why am I obligated by anybody to show the respect that they
but
themselves
that
don't?
Seems like exactly the same attitude that
sure,
those
sure.
That took
okay.
Towards Joe Biden.
Sure.
Did Let's Joe, go, Brandon.
Okay.
F Joe Biden.
Yeah, fine. What? But did Joe Biden try to, I don't know, overthrow the government?
Yeah, but there's... Trump did that after you were F that guy in him. You were F that guy in him from the day he got elected. Just saying.
Wow.
You and Rashida Tlaib, very, very profane.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, my instincts are usually correct.
Since when?
Since I called it, man.
You've got the worst taste in friends.
Guilty on all counts by Friday. I'm still living on that one. And he hasn't showed up today yet. We'll see.
Yet. You haven't been proven wrong yet. That'll be at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central. Pardon me. 7 o'clock Mountain, I guess it would be. 8 o'clock Central, the debate will start the pre-debate party. Doors open about 6:30 at the Barrymore Theater. Hope to see you there. Although you, LA Tom, get a hall pass unless you're flying in for the event.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. I agree with Dom in terms of the, I think Joe should come up with some painted on orange on his face or whatever, so then you can say, yeah, I guess I do look about 10 years younger.
Tom, what about a shark tie?
Yes, that would be good, too. But I think should happen is Joe ought to get up there. First off, I want everybody in the listening audience to just listen to how many times Trump says either me or I in this debate tonight. Mm. And then I also want to hear how many times Joe Biden says we and us. Because that right there tells you the difference between democracy and an autocratic leader. And what I would love Joe Biden to say is, in his closing arguments, is, hey, look, if you haven't noticed, the two of us guys are pretty damn old here. And because we're so old, you know, we're doing this for the future of the country. I'm doing this for the future of your kids and grandkids.
Tom, we're doing this for the beer. More Devils.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a pre-debate Thursday edition, a happier happy hour rolling through it. Your contributions generally appreciated, depending on who you are and what you got to say. I've been reading the text line, some still commenting on Gary. Listening to Gary come out with new excuses every day regarding the debate is like listening to Trump come up for different excuses when he was caught with classified documents. It's a different reason every day these days. It's ridiculous. They have no principles, says Uncle Tony. No, just no consistency, Tony. Steve says, Gary must be losing it. Ted Cruz, the senator who ran away from weather as a presidential candidate? That's a waste of a vote. Steve from Madison. And Gary must have forgotten when Trump was taunting Biden in the debate. Trump said, anytime, any place, anywhere. And then he's crying about the fact that, what, they're going to cut the microphones off when your time's up.
Well, he's crying about the fact.
Rich does that to us every day.
that you agreed to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, once you.
I didn't agree to be cut off in the middle of my important stuff.
Absolutely, you did. Once you agree to the terms, it doesn't matter where the terms came from, what motivated the terms. If you decide that yes, anytime, anywhere, any place, anyhow is how you're going to debate the president, well, then when you agree to it, those are now your terms as well. What is everyone complaining about?
I do not know. You know.
Of course we know, because they're very, very, very concerned that he's going to get up there, Donald Trump, and start telling
act
me.
Act the fool.
He doesn't know how to act any other way. He won't have the crowd to lean on. He won't have the words in front of him, right? He won't have the teleprompter.
Well,
he won't have the opportunity to interrupt. And he'll be called out. I would imagine Bash and Tapper, when they ask a question, that they would, and Donald Trump or Joe Biden doesn't address the question, that they'll follow up. And that might seem like, oh my God, they ask a follow-up question. It's rigged. It's terrible. It's stacked against them. No, that's how life is. If you get asked a question and you don't answer it, most of the time, you'll be asked that question again.
Well, here's the great news from Trump's point of view. No matter how he fares this evening, he'll go home to the love and admiration of Melania.
And his kids.
I'm sure they'll all be rooting for the man.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's a few, Dom. You may not like this next one.
Uh-oh.
Dom's failure to see his hypocrisy is hilarious.
Ooh, what hypocrisy?
What he says about not respecting Trump is exactly the same thing the MAGAs feel about Biden.
That's not hypocrisy. I'm acknowledging it. I literally said, I get it, because I don't respect Donald Trump. I literally said that.
Yeah, Textory said, I get it.
I get it. I'm acknowledging
it.
I do not respect Donald Trump. I never will respect Donald Trump.
But it's okay that the MAGAs showed the same disrespect for Joe Biden, even though
sure.
I don't think Biden merited it.
I don't think so either, but I'm not okay. I mean, you can say that, oh, he wants to give health care to everybody. I mean, I mean, sure, whatever. Whatever your concern is, if that's how you feel, that's fine. I have the sense that my position is justified and yours is not.
You always feel that way.
Well, I can lay it out for you. I mean, you want to do a little comparison between Biden and Trump, which we'll see tonight, and hopefully the moderators will get to some very important issues like, gee, during January 6th, Mr. Biden, what were you doing for the 3 hours that Trump supporters were attacking the Capitol? Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Trump, what were you doing for 3 hours while your supporters were fighting like hell so they could save their country?
I said, go peacefully.
You know what I mean? It's not, literally, it's not even close. It's not even close. So, no, I acknowledge it. And I that's fine. You can feel that way. I mean, Donald Trump does not. I mean, if you think Donald Trump deserves to be in that office, then you should think Donald Trump should deserve to date your daughter. You know what I'm saying? If you have that much
respect. If you respect the office of the presidency,
yes,
you will allow your daughter to
if you shouldn't. Again, I get the point.
If you wouldn't let your daughter date the man, why would you vote for him for the presidency?
Well, I mean,
Jeff from Shorewood says, geez, boys, you got me going back and forth, giving me a headache. One day Crudy is right, and then he writes more, but I'm just going to end there. One day Crudy's right.
Come on, man.
And today Tom Serrady claims.
What was I right about? What's time?
No idea.
About everything. Let's just
I don't
say
think
everything.
Anything.
Everything. All the time.
Biden has not acted disrespectfully since being president. Trump absolutely did from the day when he started lying about the inauguration crowd size. We know it was the largest crowd ever, but then Dom and I left early. So then it downsized a little. We started a trend. It only got worse from there, says Uncle Tony. And Joe needs to find a way to have a bottle of Mountain Dew sitting on the podium when the two of them walk out there. Maybe a 2 liter in a paper bag, right?
I mean, hate to steal your thunder, Crudy.
I'm with Dom. No show. Maybe Trump's pre-debate Big Mac combo will finally cause him the big one. It's the big one. L.A. Tom says he got cut. Tom, we got breaks, man. It's not that we don't love you, dude. He said, tell Crudy, I got the Crute and Dom URL back working. Yeah.
DomandCrute.com.
CruteandDom.com. Works better that way. Here's another one. Assuming the text works, of course it works. Jax Joe will show up at tonight's debate in one of two outfits. A full synthetic muscle suit, yeah, or a sun's out, guns out, suck it in a ray tank top. Sun's out, buns out? What if he, what, never mind. At 80, I was going to say, what if Joe came out wearing like a thong, but at 81, no one wants to see that.
No. At 51, no one wants to see that, for the record.
Also, my prediction for the debate, Democrats will say Biden absolutely killed it and was super strong. The Republicans will say Trump absolutely killed it and was super strong. But
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that will be the result.
There will
this.
Be, I think, a clear winner tonight, and it will be you for coming to the Barrymore Theater and partying with the Devil's Advocates. That's my prediction.
844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike. Hope to see you tonight, man. What's going on?
Hey, pizza.
Hey, man. I'm heading to Madison.
Nice.
To watch this debate. Yeah, I think I just called Gordy. He's coming too. We're going to sit and enjoy this a little bit. But, you know, the sad part is I don't think that a lot of people that are supporting Trump that this is going to make any difference. So this is all about trying to change people's minds into, yeah, plugging your nose and voting for the lesser of two evils, because that's what we're looking at.
I don't like that term, the lesser of two evils, Michael. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, dude, but are you saying Biden's evil, just a little less evil than the other guy? Because one guy's evil and the other guy might be old, but he ain't evil.
No, the two-party system is evil. Look at what's still happening in Palestine. And I know a lot of people want to, you know, call anybody that calls out Israel a supporter of Hamas, but this is just awful. And this is the one issue that may stop Joe Biden from becoming president, because young people are really upset. He lost a 30-point swing with them, guys. And so this is serious stuff. And no, I think Joe Biden's exceeded what I thought and expected from his administration. But when you have a Senate and a Congress when you have moderates and conservatives that I really can't tell them apart at this point. That's where our problem is. We need to attack it. But I'm just going to go and watch, hopefully, Trump implode and walk off the stage.
That's
Pizza Box, I think this is really a debate for the American people to determine whether or not Joe Biden's still vigorous. I think the entirety of the audience is really tuned in for Joe. And Trump is the, well, obviously,
well,
there's
some
MAGA people
tuning in
for Trump. But I think the people are tuning in to see whether or not Joe still got the stuff. And if Joe shows tonight, I think Joe absolutely wins the debate. I think you'll see guys like Hannity saying they must have gotten the right drug cocktail because Joe was jacked up Joe. That's their only explanation. If he beats the man, if he whoops his ass on the stage tonight, well, Joe got the right cocktail.
Well, and Mike, and I hear what you're saying regarding Gaza and the younger voters and so forth. And I cannot possibly discount the passion. And the polling certainly seems to indicate that as well. There are two choices, man. That's just what it is. There's others, there's third parties, and you can do that. But if it's not Joe and it ends up being a guy like Donald Trump, because perhaps some of those younger voters go to JFK or they just stay home, do you think the result for the Gazans would be better or worse?
Oh, absolutely not. But, you know, this is all about trying to survive this election, and they could do a better job at trying to win. I mean, come on, how can you be behind this guy that is the worst person I've ever seen in public office? And I'm not saying that the Democrats should get Joe coked up, but maybe you should just do like a little bump.
It's just a little gummer, perhaps, you know, just a little leftovers. Thanks for the call, Pizza
Box.
Are we
done with this debate yet? Because this debate's taking forever, and I got somewhere to be. We've been getting a few texts in. Cam from Nina, younger guy, relatively speaking. Nah, I'm telling you, most people have moved on for better or worse. I think he's speaking to you, Pizza Box Mike. My daughter works in a salon in LA and does a lot of private work, but she tells me her support of the Palestinians and her support on social media have probably cost her clientele.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is the Hollywood set. And I suspect a few of her clients may be of Jewish persuasion. Don't know that for sure, but if it's affecting people enough, they don't want to go see their stylist because of her political views, you know, it's salient to some. I'm not clear that it's a huge number, but when you talk about margins and swing states,
yeah, right,
20,000,
right. Yeah.
More people than that voted uninstructed in the Democratic primary in the state of Wisconsin. We saw Angela Lange and Christy Newman Ortiz address that in an op-ed at The Hill earlier this week. You know, that's a real issue.
It is, and it is an issue. And I would expect,
especially in Milwaukee, especially with communities of color.
And it will be a topic of conversation, and I'm looking forward to seeing how these two candidates address it. And I think, you know, given the personality and the circumstances and the breadth of knowledge that the current president has, we'll address it in a much more nuanced and presidential way than...
I moved the embassy to Jerusalem. I'm the greatest... We need to, ever.
We need to bomb the crap out of them and build condos on the beach, Donald Trump's reply. So if those folks are tuning in to pay attention to that topic, I think you'll see...
Never would have happened if I was the president.
You'll see another huge distinct difference between those two men.
Jared had peace in the Middle East the whole term, and, you know, there's no war when I was the president. They're all afraid of me, except for Putin, you know, but we've got an arrangement. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul... Welcome, man. You coming to the party?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, Devils. Mrs. Wisco regrets not being able to come down to the Barrymore, so I get to bring my daughter along.
Nice. And, would you let your daughter date either of the candidates?
Jeez, what?
Oh, my God.
you don't have to answer.
I mean, it would be her choice ultimately, well, Paul. But would you endorse and condone?
I'll go with this then. Mrs. Wisco told me, actually told my daughter, hey, when you get down there and you meet Dom and Crudy, Dom is like the Chip and Dale dancer. I mean, he is just so handsome. And Crudy's like the guy that's at the door taking a ticket. So,
whoop your ass later. If I'm the bouncer, I'm the grumpy bouncer with you, Wisco Paul. Come on, man. Hey, I can shake my booty.
Hey, come on, Wisco. Crudy, customers are always right. Thank you, Paul.
See you at the party, Paul. I'll be the guy standing by the door looking mean.
That's what you probably do best. Hey, you got two choices, democracy or not democracy, burn it down or not burn it down. I guess that's four choices. So I just need Biden to win, and I think he won't have a problem doing that. Hey, we'll see you guys in about an hour.
Right on, man. Appreciate it, Paulie.
Not sure if you'll make the cut. Paulie might be standing out in the parking lot tonight. I know the admission is free, but special deal for you, sir.
I want to hear at Ritz on the way back, everybody's working for the weekend. It kind of reminds me of the Patrick Swayze Chip and Dale's from SNL.
I
want to
hear Crudy's bringing sexy back. More Devil's Advocates. Stick around and then come to the party.
Big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you've got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789, or come to the Barrymore Theater at 7 o'clock. We will see you there.
Poor choice, Rich. You chose poorly. WMDX texter says they must be fair at the debate tonight. So the first question should be a quadratic equation and no calculators. I was assured there'd be no math.
No math on the radio, man.
Someone sent in a little cameo post. Bald guys are much more handsome, it says. That guy's not even good looking. Like, I'm a good looking bald guy. That guy, less so.
844-967-2789. I want to throw this one out there, Crudy. The headline, to win the debate, Biden just needs to be Biden. John Storr writing up the Raw story. Just a few paragraphs here. Thought it was timely. The first debate today, Washington Press Corps is busy setting expectations for Joe Biden, most of them high enough to match the feeling of suspense that editors and producers want to create to attract the most coveted of all commodities, your attention. Yeah, remember that, folks. Media is a business. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace offered a representative sample.
I think we're doing it wrong.
Of what's being offered so far this week. Here's what she said. And we heard Bannon earlier, cage match, right? Here's what Nicole Wallace said. He has to come in there and punch Trump in the face with his own boast. Trump boasts about things that are traitorous. Trump boasts about things that are disgusting. Trump boasts about grabbing women between the legs. And if Biden doesn't go there and punch him in the face with his own things that he's proud of, the debate will be lost before it starts. That was Nicole Wallace's thought. The author here, John Storer, disagrees. Yeah, no. To win, the president doesn't have to do anything as theatrical as metaphorically punching Trump in the face. He doesn't have to stage low drama for CNN's cameras. He doesn't even have to be the hero of the republic. All he has to do is act like a normal incumbent in whom most people, most of the time, can continue placing their trust.
What if he wears aviator glasses out on the stage?
Oh, he'd be looking good.
Hey, Jack, I'm looking sexy out here. Trump doesn't have the
dark Brandon. All he has to do is remind the majority of Americans why they canned Trump. Yeah. I mean, I understand the need to dispel concerns about his advanced age, but he's not going to dispel them with one debate performance, even if it were the best debate performance in the history of ever. Whatever effect it will have, it will be temporary.
That's my expectation for Joe. Best debate performance in the history of ever.
Of ever. As it was shortly after his home run speech on this year's State of the Union. Concerns about Biden's age will come roaring back in one form or another once CNN's lights go out. The right-wing media apparatus will see to that. No, an ordinary debate performance will be a win because on Thursday, the president will no longer be seen in isolation by the public as he has been since taking office. His appearance, his record of achievement, and his vision for the country will be seen in their proper context in relation to a felon who's the embodiment of lawlessness, indecency, and betrayal. An ordinary debate performance by a good Democratic leader next to that of a criminal spells victory. And by ordinary debate performance, I don't mean lukewarm. I think the president should and will go on the offensive. Indeed, he has been doing so for months. Nicole Wallace says he should punch Trump in the face, but his face is practically bloody from all the blows it has received. In January, hardly anyone was paying attention to those attacks. By Thursday, attacking him as a loser and a coward and now as a felon should be ordinary. And I there's more to it on the Raw story, but I kind of agree, man. Even, given all those circumstances we talk about, the goofing around and the cage match and all those things, the shaking of the hands and the respect.
Who's goofing?
I mean, Biden comes out and just is Joe. And what I think his superpower, his empathy, his ability, because, of course, the suffering that he's gone through is something that really can relate to an audience. And especially when you compare it to the guy across the stage, man.
Interesting polling. I just saw it. Rasmussen. They put it in my inbox. 68% of Democrats rate Joe Biden as a great president.
Wow.
Great.
Wow. I mean,
I didn't rank Obama as a great president. I mean, he was good, but policy-wise, felt he was a little too moderate. Didn't get enough accomplished.
Didn't get enough
when
done.
He had the opportunity. Now, Obamacare was a BFD, as Joe pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
Joe could be a great president.
He has to.
He's got
to
show us the backstretch. He's got to win re-election.
He's got to win today.
It all starts tonight. It all starts at the Barrymore Theater. Doors are going to open in about a half an hour. You're going to show up. You're going to bring cash for beer if you're drinking. Still bring cash for
you. You got any cash I can borrow, Curdy?
they
have a time machine at the Barrymore, man. Don't worry about it.
They probably do still have a time machine at the Barrymore. It's timeless down there. So come on down. Bring a few bucks for, you know, liquid libations. And come have a good time. We're going to commiserate. We're going to do a panel discussion. Dom and Crute. I believe the first guest will be Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School polling outfit. And then our pal Maggie Dawn, who better be arranging some dinner for us. No, too late. No. Too bad. Too late to win back my love and affection, Rich. Too late.
Thank you, Rich. You did a hell of a job today. And thank you for all those callers, especially one that says I'm sexy.
Yes. From now on, we're going to do cognitive tests before we take the callers on air.
What about drug testing?
If you're not on drugs, you cannot be a part of this program.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. High standards here. High standards.
And did we decide I'm drinking on felony felonious? And you're drinking on
rigged.
I just thought anytime, you know, either of them breathed, you'd probably pop a shot of tequila down.
May as well. When in room.
Thank you to our fine guest, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin chair. Don't forget, we'll rehash on a hangover tomorrow with our pal, Joe Zabecki, about 4:30. You'll be listening 3 hours, because that is the first Devil's Advocate's commandment. Thou shalt listen 3 hours a day, and thou shalt party at the Barrymore Theater tonight with us. See you there about an hour.